Now, Se'if Tes. Mayim Shalatilas Yadayim, Shachris. The water that you use for washing hands in the morning, and this is Dafka, the Mayim you're using to remove the Ruach Ra. Asla Hanos Behem. You cannot get any Hana, any benefit from them at all. Again, I just want to speak out here. We're talking about the first time you wash three times in a side, the water you catch in that basin, you shouldn't use it to store your fish for Shabbos or water your plants. Actually, I don't know about that. Yeah, probably will even water your plants. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. Feeding animals is for sure no good. I retreat about talking watering plants. I don't know off the top of my head exactly. Lachor not. Lachor, you shouldn't water your plants sitting there. Lachor not. That's a hana. I think it's a hana. Why not? It's a hana. You would have used the other water. But in any case, you shouldn't get any benefit from it. But I just want to speak out. We're talking about the tumah water, the ruach tumah water, ruach ra water, as opposed to, let me just speak out, as opposed to the way it came out, as far as the Mishabura came out, like the Chayatim, as far as I'm concerned, but the Bir Halach, and how I explained it, was if you got up early in the morning and you realize you're going to go to the toilet again before Shachris, I told you, as far as I understand it, in the Bir Halacha, to wait and then wash your hands again after your cup of coffee and going to the bathroom a second time, and then make Alatil Sidayim with the Shir Yatzar and Elkan Neshama v'chulei, or whatever you're saying, at Shachris time, as part of the package deal, like 3 hours later. That's why I said the Maskana come out. So that water, forget the halakha, I'm saying that water over there isn't this water here. That water you could, it's just for Nikias, cleaning your hands, Briya Chadash or whatever, the Rajpa, whatever it is, that water you could use to wash your car or keep your fish or whatever you want to do with it. The water we're talking about here is the Tumah water. That you shouldn't use for any Hana whatsoever. Below, Yishbechem Bebayis, you shouldn't pour them in your house. You know, I don't know, to wash your floors or just stomp to be on the floor like you would for Mayim Achronim, which you do pour on the floor if you have Halacha, it says you can do it if you don't have a place to put it. V'lo b'makom sha'ovrim sham b'nei adam, and don't put it where people walk, because again, the ruach ra floating on them causes people all sorts of trouble. So that's that. Now, in Sif Katan Chaf, it says that you shouldn't get benefit from them. Al kain, and therefore lo yitnam lifnei behemto, don't feed your animals with that water. Okay, so that was my thinking why not even watering plants. I'm a little magamga. I'm like, if it's a real shala, you can ask a rav what's the water. If like you really that's an issue to you. Oh no! That's for sure. That's fine. That's correct. So I'm saying watering your plants. If you're saving yourself the dime of having to buy water to water your plants, lechora that's a hana. Now it'd be aser lechora. It's hana if it's benefiting you. Yep. Okay, don't put it, now he said, where the Bnei Adam go. That's Chaf Beis. Sorry, Chaf Aleph, excuse me. Chaf Aleph. So he says, Ki yuchlu lehi nazek al yedei haruach ra. Because they are susceptible to being harmed by the Ruach Ra. That's that. I don't know how. V'yishpachem b'makom midron. What he suggests, the Mishabur says, is pour him in like a sloping place. The water will keep on running until like it evaporates and disappears. O ba'afra tichuach, or soft earth, which it'll absorb into the ground and then disappear, and that's that. Okay?